Okay, Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Vav, Ink Subas. We're on the fourth line of the page. We actually got past there. We're up to about 10 lines on the page. B'shnei d'Rab Yosef, the years of Rabbi Yosef, even with the Tosis, it begins with the word Shiva. So b'shnei d'Rab Yosef of Rischa, there was anger in the days of Rabbi Yosef, meaning Hashem was angry, and therefore he brought a famine on the world. Amalei Rabbanan Yosef, the Rabbanan told Rabbi Yosef, "Liboy Mar Rachmi, why don't you beg for mercy? Why don't you daven?" Amalei Hashto Ma Elisha, Marach Elisha Dichiavi Rabbanan Miftri Mikamei. Because we mentioned Elisha, so we brought the Gemara down here now. Marach Elisha, who when the shir was over and the rabbis left him, Havi Paishi Trei Alfin Umasin Rabbanan. Still, he was so great that even when the shir was over, when they went home, there were still 2,200 rabbis who remained there to eat with him. And he was so great that he had such an entourage, so to speak, Be'idin Rizchol Avi Boi Rachmi. He still didn't beg for mercy in a time of anger. Like when Hashem is angry, keep your mouth shut. Be'idin Rizchol Avi Boi Rachmi. I know, Boi Rachmi, I, Rabbi Yosef, I'm going to ask for mercy at a time like this when Hashem is angry. We invited Pashachi. How do we know that he had so many students, so many rabbis stayed with him even after the other ones went home? The Chassidus says, "Am I going to give this amount of food before 100 people?" Now, what food do we speak about? At the end of yesterday's daf, we had the ish ba mi bal shalisha vayavar liisha alim. He brought to Elisha lechem bikurim esrim lechem, 20 loaves of bikurim, saorim bekarmel betziklono, and lechem bikurim esrim lechem saorim. There were 20 loaves of lechem bikurim, and then there was a loaf of barley bread, and then a loaf of caramel, of fresh bread. Total of 22 loaves. So he says like this, am I going to give this food before 100 people? Well, my lifnemish, what do you mean? Is he going to give all 22 loaves for 400 people? Elaim at the cool lifnemish, all 22 loaves are going to go for 100 people. B'shtei b'tzoros kuvavi, that's a lot. For a famine time, for approximately one loaf for 5 people, that's not so bad. There's something to eat there. El d'chol chadachad kamei mea ish. It means like this, that each loaf was before 100 people. He says, am I going to give these 22 loaves for 100 people, meaning a loaf, one loaf for 100 people? One loaf for 100 people isn't too much. That they're going to be hungry there. So you see over here that they had 2,200 people because he had 22 loaves. And he said, am I going to give each loaf for 100 people? So he had 2,200 people there. So you see that that even after the rabbis left, he had a big entourage here of 2,200 people who ate with him. That was Elisha. When they left from the school of Rav Pasha Alpha Muslim, they had left 1,200. Rav wasn't as great as Elisha. He had 1,200 people. Rabbanan stayed there. Mibe Rafunim left for Rafunas Yeshiva. Avi Pasha Timnimei had 800. Timnimei, about 800 rabbis remained there. Rafuna Havi Dorish Betleis Amaroi. Rafuna had a big yeshiva, and when he gave a shir, he had 13 interpreters. In other words, in all directions. They didn't have microphones in those days. And what he would do is he would give the shir, and 13 different people would explain it to the 13 people in all different to groups in 13 different directions. When they got up from Rav Huna's yeshiva, when they got up to leave, when they shook out their clothes, people sat on the floor and dirt floors in those days. There were so many people at Rav Huna's shir. And because you could tell from the fact that he needed 13 interpreters in all different directions, and people were sitting far away, when they got up and shook out their clothes, there was so much dust that it rose up and blinded the day. It sort of made the day dark because there was so much dust. Bami Maravan, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Kamalu Masifta the Rafuna Bavlo. You could in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to see from like a dust cloud that had formed that they got up from the yeshiva of Rafuna in Bavel. That's how you're able to say that. Remember, in many cases when you see that in Bavel, when the river overflowed, they knew there was rain in Eretz Yisrael. Here in Eretz Yisrael, when they saw the big dust covering up, like that there was a dust cloud, they knew that they got up from the yeshiva of Rafuna. Kimifta Rabbanami Be Rabba of Rab Yosef, when they got up from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yosef from the Shir, Havi Paisha Abner, they were only 400 rabbis. They called themselves Yisomim, either because everybody else had left them, or maybe because only 400 compared to these other rabbis was a smaller amount. They're like Yisomim. You have Mifter Abner Mibe Abai from left Abaye, who was the next generation. Abai was the Talmud of Rabbi Yosef and Rabba. Amrle Mibe Rafov, Sosei Rapov, Amrle Mibe Ravashi. These were the later ones. Havi Paisha Mosin Rabbanan. They were only 200. Rakan Nafshai Yasmi. They called themselves the Yisomim of the Yisomim, either because, again, to the small amount, or because they were of a lesser stature than the previous generations.
There's another implication here, mm-hmm. That the popularity of Torah is going down by factor two every generation.
That could be. It could be not the popularity, but the stature. The stature is certainly going down. They weren't as great as they were. Yeah, yeah.
They're going for business degrees rather than.
Now, I think this is brought down here because yesterday we mentioned that judges are not allowed to take their fees, certainly not as bribes, and certainly not even as a fee for the judgment, but rather for the time that they are bought to, like rabbis and teachers, etc., yeshiva teachers, Bible teachers, rebbes. They're only allowed to take money for the time that they could have been occupied in another trade. So since I'm not working, so can you do this? Like the rabbi said, oh, you want me to be a judge? So can you please schlep the water for me, or please do this for me, because that's what I would be doing otherwise. That's what they're allowed to take, otherwise not. So the Gemara now gets into other people who did jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, etc. Where do they get their fees from? I'm going to talk about Radif Amravami. The Vakim Mimshub Shalayim, they used to have people who would check, inspectors who would check animals that were brought for karbanos to make sure that they had no mum. You can't bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, but had a blemish. So the people who checked, people who were experts in animals and knew what's a mum and what's not, they would take their schar from Trumas Lashon. We're going to talk a lot about today about Trumas Lashon. What is Trumas Lashon? We had this in Shkol, we had other places, that every year you give a half a shekel in the month of Adar. And everybody would give half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and they would make various kupot, like 13 kupot, they would give like various chambers, and they would put the money in there, and they would use that money basically for bringing karbanos, the ola, all the karbanos siva that were brought during the course of the year. People would take the money from that. That was, the money was usually renewed every Adar, right before Nisan. Beginning of Nisan was like beginning of the year, you had to use new monies. Old monies that were left over from the previous year, from the previous Adar and Nisan, they were used for other purposes, as we'll describe. So, they would get the Trumas. In other words, the Trumas Lishka was basically for karbanot. Part of the process of karbanot was not simply to buy the animal from the farm. There were other things. You had to inspect it. They needed an inspector. We'll see other things that were required. Pardon me. Shkiyah, yeah. Amrav Yudah Mishmuel, Tamir Chacham, Alam Teluch Shkip, Lekhanim, also in the Mishkar Mishmuel Mishkha. What about the Kohanim? Even though we know that most karbanos, except for the Kohen Gadol doesn't Yom Kippur, most karbanos had to be done, could be done even by a zar. But it was usually the Kohanim who did the rest of the avodah. They were the ones who did the work there. So how would they learn Hilchos Shechita? There was also Yatam Nechama who would teach them. How would they get paid? Who would pay for their schar batel? They would also come from the Trumas Lishkam, Rav Yudah Marav, Tam Nechama Lam and Hilchos Kemitza Lekhanim. If they taught Hilchos Kemitza, Tosfos points out it's not just Kemitza. Anything that is Malika, all these things that's included in Shechita. So Hilchos Kemitza also Lekhan Melt Mishram 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 Mishram. The rule was, the rabbi said, so that mistakes shouldn't happen. Nobody was allowed to have a Sefer Torah in their house that had mistakes. You always had to check it. Here, when do you check it? Only when you find them and when they're reading it, usually. But it's supposed to be checked all the time. Not only those in the basement, in the shul, but they had to have them all over there. They had to have special people. Rosh Hashanah, Kol Adam V'Adam. Sha'asalish Sefer, Shein Hamukah. Mishum Al Tishkan Be'olecha Avla. The pasuk says, don't leave a sin in your house. In other words, that's the thing. Robes Shein Masatzim. But the people were lazy. He said, nah, it's your Sefer Torah. It's your Sefer Torah. You check it. And they said that we have to take money from the Trumas Lishcha and pay basically scribal inspectors to inspect the Sfarim that people had. So again, they would take Lishcha. Amrav Nachman Amrav. Nashim Argos Paprochas. Women would make the parochas. There were various curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll describe them also shortly. The people, the women who would weave these, note the Sfarim also in Trumas Lishcha. Also, that was part of the process. My Niomer. That's what Nachman said in the name of Rav, but Nachman himself said, Aniomer, Mikotcha Bedek Abayis. They're part of the Kotcha Bedek Abayis, Holu Parochos Tachas Binyan Asuyos. In other words, we're dividing here between karbanot and things that are necessary for karbanot, like, for example, teaching the laws of karbanot, Malika, Shechita, Kemitza. You had to learn the rules, or checking, inspectors checking the animals themselves. Anything related to karbanot at all, that we understand comes from, that's the basic purpose of the Trumas Lishcha, to bring karbanot. The rabbi said, you know what, we're also going to use that for keeping the Sfarim, the Sifrei Torah, also in good shape. Now we get into a new era. He says that the Rav Nachman Rav says the women who would weave the curtains in the Beis Hamikdash, they would also. Now that curtains in the Beis Hamikdash already sounds like construction, right? Construction. If you want to use an example, you could say that the difference, let's say, between a Sefer Torah, it's a far example because Karbonos is not Sefer Torah, but since we talk about fixing the Sefer Torah, the mistakes, you could look at it in the shul. The new benches that we have, the new pews, they are part of the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. You see they're nailed into the ground now. It's just like painting or fixing the roof or the air conditioning. That's all Bedek HaBayis. That's maintaining the structure. So maintaining the structure of the Beis Hamikdash, we get into this, what about the curtains? So we all understand if they had to fix the stone in the Beis Hamikdash, that's Bedek HaBayis. That's a special truth. There's a special kupa. It's a different fund. It's not the regular membership fund. It's the Karen of Binyan. So we understand this. So we understand we're making the difference between Trumas HaLishcha, which was basically for Karbanot and things related to that, versus Bedek HaBayis. So if Nachman Rava says, well, he said that the women who weave the parochas, who do they get paid from? So he said they also get paid from Trumas HaLishcha. But I said that's construction. That's construction. That's not Karbanot, the parochas. Therefore, I say they should come from Bedek HaBayis. Okay. Meisvei. Neshama. Pardon?
I mean, we're talking about Kalim.
Ah, very good. So what is it, Kalim or not? That's what we're going to get into. Meisvei. Nashamar goes for parochas, and women who make the parochas, who and also base garmo shemais lechem. Remember we had back in Kutchim that there was a special family who knew how to make the lechem upon him. They were also paid. Base afinas shemais, they knew how to make the ketores, the incense. Kulanar goes for tumas lishcha. They all take they got paid also from tumas lishcha, because that's like the ketores and lechem upon him is really kind of a carbon. But he includes over here the curtains also. We understand the ketores and the lechem, that's like a carbon. But parochas also get paid from the Rishra. So therefore, it's a kasha on Rav Nachman, who himself said they should get paid from Bedek HaBayis. The answer is hasam b'dababi. There we're speaking about those of the gates. In other words, when he says those are the gates, what does that mean? So Rashi says, parochas shekinekim sechem letzniyosef. Not the gate, not the curtains in the second base of Mikdash. They had a big curtain which took the place of the wall between the Kodesh and the Kodeshim, between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodeshim. That's like a wall. So that's what he says. That should be like two curtains. Why two curtains? Because in Shlomo's base of Mikdash there was a wall there, an amma thick, right? Amma thick. In the second base of Mikdash they made it gigantic. They made it much bigger than Shlomo's, and it was so tall that a wall that thick could not stand. You can't make a wall this thick, you know, like a mile up in the air. It's got to be a much thicker wall. It would fall over. It wouldn't be steady. So you might say, so make the wall thicker, but then you would diminish from the space of the Heichal or from the Kodesh Kodeshim, because it had to be the outer perimeter was only so big. So therefore, they made a curtain there. They had two curtains with an amma between them. The curtain was very thin, an amma between them. So he says, okay, we're making a difference now between the ones on the outside and the ones on the inside. No, it's the ones on the outside. The ones on the outside weren't really part of the structure of the Beis Hamikdash. They were just there for tznius, you know, if like you shouldn't look inside. So that really didn't have to come from Bedek HaBayis. So they sort of decreed that should come from the Trumas HaLishcha, which was really for Karbanot. But the rabbis had a little bit of leeway there and said it will also go, like we said, it will go for the scribal inspectors. It will also go for this. Domrav Zeyrav Rav, Shloshas or Parochas. There are actually 13 Parochas in the Beis Hamikdash. Make the shiny in the second matrix. Shiva connected Shiva Sham. Seven opposite the seven gates of the Azara. And that's really for Tznius. And that could be brought, you say, that could even come from Tumas HaLishcha. Right? Like we said in the second Brisa, and like Rav Nachman of Rav said, that. Echad l'pisul shalech, one for the door of the Echad also pisul. Echad l'pisul shalech, one for the door of the Ulam. And that's, so we get seven, one, and one, that's nine. Right? We said it to 12, 13. Beis b'dvir, Beis Kenek Nebelia. The Dvir is, that's what we mean, that's the one that we talked about, the Amatrax in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim. There were two curtains with an Amma between them, with an Amma between them. The Amatrax was an Amma. An Amma is bigger, it's actually this big, but it's still way too narrow. You know, you wouldn't build a new, I just saw the new tower in the, you know, at the 9/11, the new towers in the, in New York, and you should see how tall that new building is. I think they're opening it up at the end of May for. I don't want to go to the top, but you know, they're opening. I mean, it's gigantic. You can't make a wall this thick to go a mile in the sky. So they had to make it out of curtains anyway. So the basement here, and then on the upper story, there's an upper story on top of the Kodesh Kodeshim. Also, there was also the Amitraxon was continued up there, but it was two separate curtains. So those four curtains, the two on the lower level, two on the higher level between the Kodesh and the Kodeshim, that's part of the construction of the Beis Hamikdash. So that you would say can come from Bet HaKabayis. But the other ones that are just for tzniyus, just to keep people from looking inside, that's not really part of Bet HaKabayis, and therefore it could have come from his lishka. Talk about Nashama, but Godlos Benayim
Leparim.
What's
the difference?
It's a different account, but it's what it was Mekudash for, as we'll see. It was set aside for this. In other words, shouldn't say that, President of the Shul, you know, like, what's the difference with the money game? There was a whole dispute here a few years ago when they took money that people had set aside for the Karen of Binyan and then used it for other purposes, you know? Yeah. You have to have money. The money has to be put at the for the right purposes.
Account. I didn't say you can intermingle them.
Yeah. Just use them as you please. Same thing. Turn about. Nashim Megalos Bnei Lepara. And it's also Kodesh. It was holy for that purpose, set aside for that. So
also people...
Yeah, right. Did they donate? Correct. They donated to Bet HaKabayis, so they donated as part of the Shkolim. In other words, the Shkolim were basically for Karbanos and anything that the rabbis used. And it was like this. See, once you had the Bet HaKabayis, so the Bet HaKabayis was really for that. And for the Trumas, that was basically for Karbanos. But as we'll see, when there were leftover funds, they did have some leeway there. And the idea here was discussing what does it basically come from? However, we'll see there are exceptions.
Everybody knew.
Right, exactly. So,
well,
the argument here, I don't want to get involved in the shul things, but people argue here, says when they gave the money for the binyan, they knew they would never get the binyan. Eventually, it'll be used to pay off the rabbi's debts or whatever. Anyway, talk about it. Nashim Megalos Bnei Lepara. Right? Those arguments could always be made. There was another thing we said. Remember, the Parah Duma, they used to dafka be metame the Kohen who burnt it, in order, and then put him into the mikveh to show that it could be done with a full yom, to show from the lohotzim yaliv mishal tzedukim. But because of that, because we were metame that guy, even though we were metame afterwards, but we wanted to be, we went to a higher standard with the rest of all the avodah done with the Beis HaMikdash, with the Parah Duma rather, and they would do is they would take young kohanim who never were tame in their lives. They would never be tame. They were too young to be motzi zera. They were pure. They never were around dead people. And they would take the mothers of their kohanim while they were still pregnant. They would put them in these special spots that was all stone, so there was no tumma there, and there was a big hollow underneath this, so there was no chance of a mess below. And they would basically bring up their children, raise these children in solitude, in solitude. Now they couldn't go out and work and be involved. So who would pay these women? Talking about Nashim Galus Bnei Lepara.
Today they'd be arrested.
That was done under supervision. They also take this schar from the Mizrach. In other words, we see that the rabbi said anything related to Karbanos, including the Parah Duma, anything related to it, not just, like he said, just for the animal itself, the inspectors, the people who had to be paid to do these things, etc., they all got paid from there too. Abba Shalom, this is not true. Nashim Mikaris, the wealthy women of Shalayim, Hayuzanos Osan, they would feed them, Gumfanos Osan, and clothe them and dress them. In other words, it wasn't done under the base mission. Wealthy women took the opportunity. It was done by private donations. Private donations supported these women. Bamina Rafuna, May Rav, Ray Rav. Here we get into the question that we're going to discuss now, but cross using of funds. He asked this question. Kli Shares. The kalim, the vessels that were used, mal, the clay shards that were used in the mizbeach achitzon. The mizbeach achitzon, remember, there were two mizbeach. There was the inner mizbeach, which was mizbeach azov, mizbeach apnim. It was called mizbeach haktoris, it was also called. That was really just a vessel. It was movable. It was made out of gold and it was movable. That's called a kli. But the outer mizbeach was made out of stone. Mizbeach adamah tasali. We're going to read it in Yisro Mitzvashem. Right, in Yisro. That it was Mizbeach Adama. So what about the klisharis that were used for that? Now, she asked him the question, should they be made from the Kashim Bet HaKabayis like that Mizbeach itself? Because Mizbeach itself was a binyan of Avanim, and therefore it was not a klisharis, but it was made from Bet HaKabayis, and therefore would the kalim also come from the funds of Bet HaKabayis? Tzarech Mizbeach Ninu? Is it necessary for the Mizbeach? All the kalim that were used around there for the water and the blood, etc., since they're necessary as part of the altar program, So therefore, they also consider like the altar itself and should come from Bedekabayas. Also, Otsar of carbon. Or do you say, no, they're related to the carbon. And the carbon came from Lusam Mishchayu. And that's the question that we raise here. We're going to have different opinions. Amalei. So Rav answered, "Ein nasan amot mislishah." No, since they're related to the carbon, right? The kelim that are used, like you know, the vessels to accept the blood, etc. Since it's related to the carbon, it comes from tumas lishra, which is where the carbon comes from. Eisvei brings a pasuk in Divrei Yamim, because halosam when they finished the repairs lechazik es berak abayis, they did shiputzim b'meyosh. It says when they finished, heviu lefnei amelch v'yada kohen es shar hakesef. The leftover money, meaning presumably it's from Bedek Abayis because they were doing construction, shiputzim, v'yaseu kelim v'es Hashem. It's mashma made the kelim from Bedek Abayis, contrary to what Rav just said. V'yaseu kelim v'es Hashem klei sharas. Mashma that they made it not from the Trumas Lishka, but rather from Bedek Abayis. Amalei, so Rav answered, Dakrech ksuva, whoever taught you ksuvim, Loi Krishna didn't teach you Nevi'im. You recorded a pasuk in Ksuvim, Dirai Yomim. Look at the pasuk in Melachim. Zach lo yasa, beis Hashem spos. You can't make from Hashem so that you make cups. Ki lo osim melachit nu. In other words, from those funds, they could pay the wages. Lo osim melachit, but they wouldn't make cups. They wouldn't make vessels out of Bedek Abayis, but rather out of Tumas Lishka. So he says. So the question, Ali Gemara says, well, okay. So he tells him, you got a pasuk in Yevirim, I got a pasuk in Melachim Bay. So we got a steer in the pasuk. The pasuk in Divrei Yom is Mashma that you made it out of the Trumas Alishcha. I mean, rather out of Bedek Abayis. It's a chalosim of Yitzchak. When they finished doing the work, they left leftover money from Mashma from Bedek Abayis used for Klesharis, and in Melachim it's Mashma that it did not come from Bedek Abayis. In one case they had extra money, in one case they're not. As if there was no extra money, you basically had the money that covered the expenses of the building all the building. You shouldn't use those monies for the clay sharis. It should first finish all the work, build the building properly, etc. The floors, the walls, all that. First build that. But in the other case, they had taken money. They had extra money. So when they had extra money. Then they says a shara kesef. They had extra money that could be used. So the Gemara says, what if there's extra money? So what if there's extra money? Like you said before, if you collect the money for this purpose, it's only supposed to be used for that purpose, right? They have all kinds of shilas today when you know some kid's sick and he needs a new kidney or he needs a blood or something, and they raise all kinds of money for the family. And then there's always going to be leftover money. The rabbi said, what you could do with that, give it for similar purposes, whatever, but it's stuck of money, right? So what if there's extra money? It still was designated for that purpose. I'm Ravu. Lay Baz and Mas.
Which
one?
No.
So.
What's the problem? The Torah tells you that's okay.
But we got another pasuk the other way.
I understand, but
Another pasuk the other way. The other pasuk says you may not. So he said ones where there's extra money. So only extra money. Either way, it's how do you get around the fact, even if there's extra money,
right.
But the extra money is still designated for this. So leave it for the next construction. How are you allowed to use kelim for it?
I don't understand. They're interpreting the pasuk.
Okay, so interpret the pasuk. You say, but how do you?
Everybody knows the rules.
No, not everybody does. But why? So the question is why? Why are you allowed to do that? Still, if I designated for this purpose, like for example, if I gave money for the binyan.
Right.
I don't want it to go for cleaning or for painting
but
or whatever.
But it's also money for the binyan.
Huh?
And the Torah tells you.
No, so the question is how? Okay,
not
but
Torah.
it's from the. If we're dashing psukim. Yeah, we're dashing psukim, but the psukim are not befeirish. Right? So he said that's the answer. So we're going back and forth. We're explaining. So he says, okay, one, I can give you an answer. Answer, there was extra money. So what if there's extra money? How does that solve it? So you said, yeah, that's the answer. You said, one's extra money, one, there's no extra money. So what if there's like, we're debating that. We're saying, so what if there's extra money? How does that allow you to take money that was designated for this purpose and use it for another purpose? That's Akasha on the answer. On the answer you gave, one, yeah, one pasuk is this way and one pasuk is that. So what? So what if there's extra money? How does that allow you to take designated money and use it for another purpose? So Rabbi says, like we had also in Kutchum, lay bezn masna layim. And as the Bezin made a condition up front, they said that we know we're going to collect money here. There's no way to know exactly how much you'll need till the very last penny. Whatever extra money is collected may be used for the kelim, right? And as if you need the money for the construction itself, then you need it for the construction. Lechatchila, use it for construction. And as you can't take money, lechatchila, that was for construction, and use it for kelim until you finish the construction. Once you finish the construction, if you don't need it, imlav, yay, le kleishas, it could be used for kleisharis. That's how he explains the psukim. So we're saying now here, really, we're still saying that the Rav says that lechatchila, you cannot take money of Bedek Abayis for kleisharis. right? The Klei Sharis should come from Trumas Halishcha, not from Bedek Abayis. In that case, that he used it, right, in the first instance. Unless you have leftover, which really means you have to be sure that your construction is done now, 100%. Tana Rebbe Shmuel. Yeah.
It's just like getting rid of your budget at the end of the year.
Right. It's like it's end of the year. Right. Exactly. You could say.
I don't understand. If we said we have Besdin, meaning that there are rules.
There are rules. Correct.
And if the shul sends out an announcement that you're giving $2,000 for the building.
Right.
But be aware, if we don't build the building, it's going to go to pay the rabbi. That's fine.
But they didn't tell us that.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference.
Okay, right. So here the rules are. That's correct. That's
or
the difference.
They use it for
right.
The chairs.
Right. But again, if there's money left over, they can use it for that. Correct. That's the rule. Bez Maslan. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. Shmuel says, but the question is, Lechadchila, though. Lechadchila,
you have to use it for that.
And Lechadchila, when you're making clay shares, you're not allowed to take it from the Bedek Abayis unless there was leftover Bedek Abayis.
Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. Don't give the rule.
Right. Correct. So that the Gemara explains what the Gemara explains the contradiction, and based on the contradiction,
there's
we figure this out.
Tanu Rebbe
Shmuel. Right.
We understand the psukim.
Right. We're explaining the psukim with these rules. Tanu Rebbe Shmuel. Rebbe Shmuel learns otherwise. Klei Sharis Bar Mitzvah Salishka. Right. He says he's going to interpret the pasuk of Divrei Yamim, which we said before indicates that they made it for that. He says, "Bon mitrumas alishka shenemar es shar hakesef." Yeah, he's explaining it differently. He says, "We said that the pasuk of trumas of divrei yamim, which explained that einas mitrumas alishka, right, is contradicted by divrei yamim. Divrei yamim says it's mashma they use the leftover money from." They used the leftover money from Bedek Abayis for the Kalim. So we've explained it as saying, okay, it was Bedek Abayis money, but it was leftovers and Lev Bez Maslam, that was the condition. Rabbi Shmuel learns that Klisharis comes from Dursa Lisha Shnemer as Sha'ar HaKesef. The Sha'ar HaKesef is not the leftover money of Bedek Abayis that they did construction with. Ezer Kesef Sheyeshlo Shiraim, Aviomer Zet Trumas Lishcha. How do they work? Remember we said before that they would collect all the money in Adar, and they filled 13 kupot. And as was needed, they would come in with a box. There were actually three boxes, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, and they would take money out of this big chamber of cash, of coins, and they would take it out. So whenever they would take out money, there was leftover money in the chamber. So he says, which kind of money is it, this leftover money? In other words, it's the whole idea that there's specifically money sitting there and there's leftover money. What's Sha'ar HaKesef Ezer Kesef Shiraim? HaViyomer Zeh Trumas Halishcha. That's Trumas Halishcha, so you could take it directly out of Trumas Halishcha. So he says, also like Rav said, that you make the klisharis out of Trumas Halishcha, but he learns it from the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, which before we said shows otherwise. Maybe it means this. Maybe that's from the Trumas Halishcha in the kupot that you've taken out, but it means dafka, you have to take it out from the leftover stuff in the chamber. In other words, the ones that's in the boxes that from which you buy the karbanos, right, the aleph, beis, gimel, you can't take it from there. Maybe you have to literally go in and take, you can only buy the kalim from the money directly from the leftover stuff in the chamber. The answer is no. Kedamarava ha'ola, ola rishon, and the pasuk is ola, the heitam shoy, that's the first one. The ola that we've described, the ola saboker, is the first one brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Shochanami ha'kesef, kesef rishon. It says over here, shar ha'kesef means directly from the kesef. So it means money on which there is leftovers, meaning it's money from the Trumas Halishcha, but it doesn't have to be the money that's in the chamber. It could be the money that's already in the kupa that you remove from the chamber. So basically, at this point, we're saying that Rabbi Shmuel also agrees, like Rav, that it should lechadchila come, that klei sharis are lechadchila made from Trumas Halishcha, but it's a question of how you interpret the psukim. According to him, there would be no steer in the psukim, because according to him, you don't have to come on to the answer about that Bedek Abayis could be used b'diavad if there was leftover money and led mes maslam. He just says the pasuk doesn't indicate otherwise. The pasuk in Devar Yamim is similar to the pasuk in Melachim Beis, that you can't make the kalim from Bedek Abayis, but rather from Trumas Halishcha. Meisve, haktoras. Now, haktoras is like we says like the carbon, right? Haktoras v'chol karbonos sibur b'am Trumas Halishcha. That's very obvious. No disagreement about that. Mizbeach hazov. What about the mizbeach? As I mentioned before, mizbeach hazov is a movable little mizbeach in the heichal. That mizbeach is a kli. Ulavona. Interesting. He says lavona, which is frankincense, but you might think that's carbon. He says it's also like shars. Uklei. What's the girsa of the gra? He takes out Lavona. Milas Lavona in above Mimilas and Clay Governor, Shaman Dishkam, it's Mashmah that you leave them out because Lavona would also be like your Kohanas. Ooh, Klisharis, so it's at least Mizbeach and Klisharis. Bon Mimoser Nesachim. They come from the leftover Nesachim. Rashi explained Mimoser Nesachim is they would get people to donate every year. Not necessarily to donate, but they would buy. Remember, they would stipulate with one of the marketers, they would say, okay, here's, let's say, $20 for all the nesachim. That's the libations, the wine, and the shemen that we're going to need in the course of the year. And he would always throw in a little bit extra, because you don't want to cheat the base. Means you would throw in a bit extra. So he would throw in like in a big bundle, like a heaping amount, and they would, you know, they would measure it off, because for the karbanos, they needed an exact amount. So it would always be extra. So that extra was used for the Mizbeach Hazov and the Klisharis. That's most of the Sacha means at this point. Mizbeach Ha'ola, that's the real Mizbeach. Halishchos, the chambers, Vazoros, and the courtyards, Bo'am Mikutch Berekvais, that's construction. That's real physical construction. Chutz L'chomas Hazor, what about outside the Hazor itself? Outside, Bo'am Mishiore Halishchos, from the residue, the leftover money in the Lishchos, that comes from the leftover there. Zui Shishaninu, Chomas Ha'ir, this is where we learned that the wall of the city, and we said the tower is called Tzar Ha'ir, anything in the city itself, Bo'am Mishiore Lishchos, comes from leftover Lishchos. Again, not Berekvais, pardon?
Is that the
Berek
HaBayit, or is that...
That's from the Trumas HaLishra, the extra part of Lishra.
It's Karbanos, though. Right,
exactly. It's Karbanos. Right. It's Karbanos and so any other donations. Right. Correct. But just like we said before, you also paid for the scribal inspectors. In other words, the rabbi said that should come from those funds, because Berek HaBayit was simply for construction, like the binyan, and the Trumas HaLishra was for Karbanos, but there was always plenty of leftover money. And again, the leftover money in Trumas HaLishra was set aside for all these different purposes. So that was what you're allowed to do. Now, but what do you see over here? Where did the Kalim come from? The Kalim did not come from the Trumas HaLishra, but he says the Kalim came from where? And the Klei Sharis, but Mimoser Nesachim, from the extra of the Nesachim, not from the Trumas HaLishra. So the answer is Einachanami. There's a different opinion. It's a machlokesam. Einachanami. This brisa said that the kalim came from Moser and Nesachim, but we have a brisa which is also going to indicate us that it came from Trumas HaLishcha. That's not Moser and Truma, Ma'i Osinba. What do they do with the extra Truma? That's also Trumas HaLishcha. Rikuei Zov. They have beaten gold plates of gold. Sipu the base of Kachikach. They use that as a cover base of Mikdash, like a covering a plate for the base of Mikdash. That would become the extra part of the Trumas HaLishra. Rishmol Omer, Moser Peros. We'll see what Moser Peros. Moser Peros means that when they had extra money, they would do a little business with it. Bezin with a little business on the side, going to the wholesale fruit business, and the profits, Rabbi Shmuel says, Moser Peros would be used for the Kitz Mizbeach. Kitz Mizbeach means when, remember in the summertime, it's like summer, that means when the basement is not busy and you want to keep Karbanos going over there, there was not an out of Nadarim and Nadavos, they would have Karbanos brought there all the time, keep things running. Moser Truma, the Klisharis. Here you see our proof. Even though you brought a proof that said that the Moser Nesachim was for the Klisharis, here you see, like Rav and like Rami Shmuel said, that the Moser Truma was used for Klisharis. So the Kivomer, Moser Truma, like Kitzim Mizbeach, he says Moser Truma was used for Karbanos there, Moser Nesachim with Klisharis. Rabbi Kiva went like that Bryce that we just quoted, so there's different opinions. Rabbi Chanina Skanakahanim Omer, Moser Nesachim with Kitzim Mizbeach, Moser Nesachim goes for Karbanos when the Beis Hamikdash was not busy. Moser Truma the Klisharis. So here again, Chanina went like Rav and Tarnu Shmuel that Moser Truma went for Klisharis. The Zev Zev, both Rav Chanina and Rabbi Kiva, lo yimoda peiros. We're not moda. They didn't mention anything about peiros. Peiros was Rabbi Shmuel's idea that the profits that they made from peiros, from going into the fruit business, was used for a particular person. Rabbi Shmuel said it was used for Kitzim Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina didn't agree with that at all. It's not really germane to our issue. Our issue is, what did they make the Klisharis from? Was it made from the Trumas HaLishcha, or was it made from these Moser Nesachim? What is this about peiros? What peiros are we speaking about? The Tanya. Moser Truma Mayos, and also what do they do with leftover Truma? Lokum Peiros Bezol. He said like this. This was Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. This is not necessarily Tana Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel's opinion said that the leftover Truma, what did they do with it? They had a lot of extra money. They would buy fruits on the wholesale market, Bezol, buy it cheap. Umochono Sambiokan, and sell them retail, sell them expensive. Vaschar, and with the leftover money, Makitza Mosbech, they would use that for extra Kabonos on Mosbech. Vazui Shishaninu, Moser Peiros against Mosbech. My Zevzel and Modem Beperis. What does it mean? Why they weren't Modem? The Tanan, Moser Shiare Lishcha, the leftover of the Sheri Lishka, meaning this is already at the end of the year, right? Because what's the whole idea? We said before, they fill the 13 kupot of Trumas Lishka, but then there's extra money at the end. Even extra, even during the course of the year, you got to pay for the scribes and you got to pay for other things, right? Like we mentioned, you pay for the people doing the work, for the parochas, whatever. But the extra money at the end of the year, you can't use that money for the new karbanos of the next year. What are the mayosimba? Lokan brand yenis, they would buy wines and shmenim and oil, vasiltos and flour. Vascharla Hegdish, and the prophets went to Hegdish. Did Rabbi Shmuel? That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. They used that, went for Hegdish. And Rabbi Shmuel said before that most of Paris went for karbanos, for extra karbanos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Amos Takrish, like, you don't have to do business with money of Hegdish. Hegdish, you give the money and you use it. Use it if it's for Bet HaGabayis, use it for construction. If it's for karbanos, use it for karbanos. If it's leftover, use it for the purpose that we designated. But you can't invest it. You shouldn't use funds for the poor and invest it too. It's like somebody comes and says, we have a Karen for the stock over here, and it's got $10,000. So some Schmendrick comes along and says, I know how to invest it. It'll turn into $20,000. You don't do that. You don't do it with Hegdish or not. Bishal Hegdish, my time. Well, why don't you do it with Hegdish monies? And then you spuck a Mashiris. Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be our beautiful structure with gold and plated and done properly. We're not going to go into business over here. We're going to start handling and making money over here. That's for the regular commoners. You don't do that in the Beis HaMikdash. Bishal Aniyim, my time. Why don't you do it with the funds of the poor? Well, unfortunately, after Madoff in 2008, we all know why. Dilma Misri Aniyim, because maybe Aniyim will come along, they'll come. But like Lemesvile, the money's tied up now. My funds are tied up in a fund somewhere, which they're going to let me, this guy, he was a real smart guy, he said he's going to do it, but it's only available in 25 years. Meanwhile, the people are poor right now. So you don't play around with charity funds. You take the money and you give it out. You don't start investing it. And the same thing, you don't do that with Hegdish. All right, tomorrow Mitzvah will start at the regular time, 5:30, Chodesh Tov Lekunam.
That's it. All the big stuff is good.
They invest.
All of
them. Well, you know what? You know what? When you say invest, I think you're saying, here we're talking about buying schora, buying and selling. Now, that's different, let's say, than leaving it in the bank and getting 2% or something like that.
Amen.